The U.S. National Security Agency has requested a probe into the leak of the government's domestic spying programs, but the source of the leak says he's blown the whistle on the surveillance programs to inform the American people of the government's illegal spying activities.
Anybody in the positions of access with the technical capabilities that I had could, you know, suck out secrets, pass them on the open market to Russia. You know, they always have an open door, as we do. I had access to, you know, the full rosters of everyone working at the NSA, the entire intelligence community, and undercover assets all around the world, the locations of every station we have, what their missions are, and so forth. The greatest fear that I have regarding the outcome for America of these disclosures is that nothing will change. People will see in the media all of these disclosures. They'll know the lengths that the government is going to grant themselves powers unilaterally to create greater control over American society and global society. But they won't be willing to take the risks necessarily to stand up and fight to change things, to force their representatives to actually take a stand in their interests.
Under the secret programs, large companies such as Facebook and Google collected online information of millions of Americans. Telecom companies like Verizon were also told to eavesdrop on U.S. citizens. The surveillance activities have sparked anger among civil liberties advocates. The administration of President Barack Obama has been accused of continuing Bush-era secret domestic surveillance programs. But the White House has defended the measures, saying that they are essential for the U.S. national security.
What we're focused on doing right now, and you've seen this in the DNI statement, is frankly doing an assessment of the damage that is being done to U.S. national security by the revelation of this information, which is, you know, necessarily secret, because the United States needs to be able to conduct intelligence activities without those methods being revealed to the world. So currently there's a review underway, of course, to understand what potential damage may be done.
Well, let's speak to Norman Stockwell now. He's a radio host and freelance journalist joining us via Skype from Madison. Mr. Stockwell, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, it is extremely interesting to note that not only are U.S. authorities defending this blatant disregard of the U.S. Constitution and encroachment on privacy, but they're also going after the man who has leaked this information. What do you make of that?
Well, I think we've seen during this current administration of President Barack Obama more active prosecution of these leakers than we've seen, I think, in the entire history of the United States. And so it's very interesting that anytime somebody comes out with something and again in the news, that's the first response of the administration is to try to track down and prosecute the leaker. These rumors have been around for years, but this is the first time now there's basically hard documentary evidence from an insider that this sort of thing is going on. And the size of the net that they have cast is so wide, I think that it's really quite shocking to most people in the United States.
Right. What also comes to light is this double standard being adopted by the U.S. There is also information in these leaked reports that state that the U.S. is providing military software and hardware to governments within the Persian Gulf region to attack Iran, target Iran sort of with malware software, etc. Now, this is a double standard on the part of the U.S., where it's already pointing the finger at China for trying to encroach on U.S. Cybersecurity as well. What do you make of that?
Well, yeah, in the case of the Stuxnet virus that was definitely released by the U.S. is one example of that. And I think the use of the Internet as a battlefield is really coming to quite a bit recently. Many countries use it for commercial espionage and commercial sabotage, but we also see in this case, the use of it to attempt military activity. It's very much like when there was talk a number of years ago of the militarization of space, and outer space was seen to be the next frontier. Now it's inner space, it's the internet that's being used as a tool by many different countries in the United States, certainly among them, to pursue its interests in global political action.
Right, and Mr. Stockwell, very quickly, if you can, how do you respond to those that say that Americans lost their right to privacy the day the Patriot Act was signed in?
Well, there's no question that the Patriot Act, which most people who voted for had not read, contains a lot of things that really change the way our civil liberties are playing out in this country. And Senator Russ Feingold from our own state of Wisconsin spoke against it at the time, voted against it. His words are ringing true now. Let's listen to them some 11 years later.
Okay, that was Norman Stockwell, radio host and freelance journalist, joining us from Madison via Skype. Mr. Stockwell, we appreciate your comments here on Press TV.